Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love, and this week I would like to discuss a topic that I never thought I would be discussing, and that is cooking. Now, I don't really cook. I'm not a good cook, which makes me a bad Italian, because everyone assumes that since I'm Italian, I'm supposed to be able to cook, but I really can't. And you know, you've heard, I'm sure, that quote that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And whenever I hear that, I would always think, yeah, that's a nice little quaint quote, but it's surely it can't be true. Well, I am very surprised to actually find out that there is a very good possibility that there is some truth to that, if not a lot of truth, because I had heard a lot of guys say that it was true, but like, no, it's like, no, that can't be, it can't be that easy. It can't be that easy that all you have to do is just cook and all of a sudden they're in love with you. I mean, obviously it's not that easy, but I was talking to my best friend recently, and she's like me in the sense that she also doesn't cook and can't cook. That's probably why we're best friends. And she's been with her husband now for over 25 years, and she never cooked. However, recently, she decided to start doing some cooking. And wouldn't you know it, she actually noticed a difference. So even after being together 25 years, she says now he's saying, I love you more. He's offering to drive her around everywhere instead of her having to take a taxi or an Uber. And the only thing that she thinks that it can be is the cooking. She started cooking for him. And so I, you know, you can't dispute that, because they did have some issues in their marriage earlier. And, you know, maybe if she had started cooking earlier, they wouldn't have happened. So, you know, what have you got to lose? Try it. If you're in a relationship and you don't cook, start doing some cooking, you know, even if it's only a few nights a week, and see how they respond. Because I think that, I guess guys, they feel taken care of, or it reminds them of their mother, or of being children and being home and being taken care of. So, you know, really, what have you got to lose? And I mean, I can make a few simple dishes. I can, you know, boil water, make some spaghetti, salmon in the oven. So there's very simple things that you can make. I think if you just start with something simple, don't freak yourself out if you don't usually cook, and then when you receive a positive response to that, then you'll be inspired to learn even more, and you know, maybe take some cooking classes if you have to. And if you're single like me, then you know, cook for your dates. It certainly can't hurt. So once in a while, just invite them over and cook, and see what happens. I'm not saying that just because you can cook now, you know, someone's going to propose, or that if your marriage is going downhill or your relationship isn't working, that all of a sudden you start cooking and suddenly things will be better, but it certainly can't hurt. Maybe it'll be the first step to making things better, or maybe a guy might be on the fence about you, thinking, yeah, she's got all these great qualities, but I don't know. And then all of a sudden you start cooking and voila, who knows? Test it out. Let me know. I'm going to be busy at cooking classes, because I gotta find out how to cook. It's crazy, because my sister, she's actually a great cook. She and her husband had a restaurant for years, a very successful Italian restaurant, and they have a great marriage. They never fight. So maybe that is the key. Who knew after all these years? So let me know how that works out for you. If you'd like to contact me, you can reach me at my website, theartoflove.net, where I also do private coaching. You can contact me about that. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.